understanding of some important principles of leadership. Demonstrate compassion, honesty, ethics, fair principles to get some same from the employees. You have to be all this to have your employee also behave like that. You cannot be different, you cannot be dishonest, you cannot be unethical and expect your people to be ethical. You cannot be dishonest and expect people to be honest. Your character will shape up the organization's character, because people will shape up their character to align with your character. So very important is a character that you want to give it to your organization. Do you have them? People quickly lose faith in leaders who do not listen to them. Very important, people want to be heard. People think that they are facing the issue, they have learned something and they want to share with the leader. If leader fails to listen, he has failed to understand their people, and non-understanding will get increased isolation, and increased isolation will collapse your leadership style. You will fail to get people support, etc. So listen, as they say, is a very critical aspect of any leadership, successful leadership. Be open and honest in accepting mistakes. After all, you are also an individual. You have visioned certain things. You have visioned a market to move in certain manner. You have expected certain policy decisions to benefit organizations. But you may make a mistake. It may not work out the way you have envisaged. So at that time, it is better to go back to people, tell them what you had, why you had, and then re-seek the way forward, align yourself to what is now needed to be done and all. So people will see you as a leader who is transparent, who is honest, and they will want to work more with you. So be open and honest in accepting mistakes that we have discussed. Learn more from mistakes and grab opportunities hidden within the outcome of the mistakes. It is not wrong to make a mistake, but it is wrong to not learn out of the mistake. A good leader learns from the mistakes so that mistakes do not get repeated, or the good leader even finds opportunity in the mistake that has been made. So that is what quality that if you have, it's one very important principle of a successful leadership. So can you either ensure that the mistakes do not happen again, or can you find an opportunity and create that opportunity for the organization? That's a good principle of a good leader. So now we come to a stage where we need to understand leadership styles. Jack Welch have his own style, and that's considered as a very traditional leadership style. But there are tips for the leaders of today in the service industry. So we will try to understand them, which is known as a Jack Welch style of leadership. There is only one way, he says, the straight way. It sets the tone of the organization. Leadership should be very straightforward. Leadership should be very clear. Leadership should be very direction-oriented. So that is what he says, that there is only a straight way. Be clear yourself. Be straight with people. Be straight with the organization. Be straight with your team. And drive the direction-based approach in what you want them to achieve. Be open to the best of what everyone, everywhere has to offer. Transfer learning across your organizations. You have to be open to the best of what everyone has. You have to be open everywhere, whether it is a plant, whether it is a corporate office, whether it is a regional office. You have to be open to listen. You will learn certain things. There are certain good things happening in southern region. Are you capable to translate that as a learning to the other region? That's the role leader has to do. Leader will have to be open, keep eyes open, keep ears open. See where there is a learning. See where there is a learning which is very good, which will help everyone. So try and work out a way by which you are able to transfer the learning in one area to the all other areas. Each one will absorb a message that you are trying to give, and they will try to do their best. So that will give a momentum to your effort. Get the right people in the right job. It is more important than developing a strategy. A leader also should be capable to understand what is required out of various job description, various functions, for which what kind of person is needed. Therefore, he should select the right person in the right job instead of getting carried away by any other external pressure or any other requirement. Always put right people for the right job. So leader always embarks on a journey, any initiative, new approach. You will see him putting his team in place. So that team is got selected out of people that he thinks can deliver. So he finds a champion for the cause. He will find out more momentous, the people who are self-driven, and he will initiate a new project so that overall project gets a momentum. So right people at the right job is a mantra for Jack Welch. He says, don't compromise on this. Make sure everyone counts and everybody knows that they count. What he is emphasizing is that it is leader's role to make everyone understand that they play a significantly important role. It is not only front people who play a role. He should be able to recognize that even the back-end people play a critical role. He should have eyes and ears by which he can determine who has done exceedingly well, even in the back-end office kind of thing. And then he should be in a position to make it known to everybody. So everyone within and around him, that person will feel very encouraged. He will convey a very strong message that for him, everyone counts. He should therefore have a ways and mechanism, so as they say, referral programs or say recognition, reward and recognition in place. Therefore, you find various organizations, they were, employee of the day, employee of the department, that kind of initiatives being driven by the top leader, so that it allows him to convey to people that you matter most to me and I have an eyes and ears on you. So whatever if you do exceedingly well, I will come to know and I stand by to recognize you. The true test of self-confidence is the courage to be open. The true test of the self-confidence is the courage to be open. Very well said by Jack Welch. Your self-confidence should come out of your learning, your exposure, your capability to create a foresight, etc. All these things should create a courage in you to implement what you think is right. So, implementing what you think right requires a courage that will demonstrate your self-confidence, and that will have by far the best impact on your team. They will feel excited to be with you and they will start believing you. They will start believing that you stand by for delivery, you will stand by for the result, and that itself will align a lot of issues without your even being handling them. Understand where real value is added and put your best people there. In entire journey for corporate goal objective, you will exactly know that where you cannot fail, where you want a multiplier effect to come, where you want outcome to be far better than what is they are doing today, etc. So you must exactly know where what value needs to be added, whether you have a right person there, whether you have a right team there. If not, create that. So do wherever you require to create a value, create value irrespective of what steps that you need to take. If those value creating points are being missed by you, you will miss out in overall impact. Overall impact, when you miss out, you miss out on overall corporate goals, etc. So that will be a question mark on your own leadership. So be very clear where value is getting generated. Ensure that this value continues to come out in the best productive and optimal way, irrespective of whatever alignment and refinement you need to do. Understand where, know when to meddle and when not to meddle in, or when let to go. Many times people expect you to meddle or say intervene. Be very clear where you should intervene and where you should not. If you have created an efficient performance metrics, you have created goal settings, etc., then don't often interfere in that. Allow people, give people a time, just question them on what they are doing, how they are doing, is there any way that you can be of help, etc. Don't go and meddle into what they are doing and then the change the course halfway. So whatever, when you do such things, whatever effort that they have paid also will not give result, and this half-hearted approach into doing new things also will not get you the desired result, etc. Anytime when disputes will come in front of you, decide whether you want to interfere or not, whether that is an area where you should be taking decision or let it be the functional decisions, etc. So many areas where they have to decide what role they have to play, whether they should intervene or they should just see it from outside and allow things to happen. So that's also very critical quality that a leadership have as per the Jack Welch style of leadership. Intervene only when it matters, intervene where the organization's achievement gets threatened or democracy gets, you know, affected, etc. Intervene when there is entire industry, this thing is at a stake, etc. So that's that stage. Otherwise, avoid day-to-day intervening onto most aspects of the business, because you are supposed to have already given direction, you are supposed to have already built your performance indicators, and you will only manage them without interfering there. So you allow people a freedom to perform, at the same time your eyes and ears being open to performance metrics will allow you to manage them any which ways. So when to intervene, when not to intervene, really needs to be known by a good leader. That is as per the Jack Welch style of managing traditional leaderships. The main priority is to get the job done. Whatever the job is, leaders makes things happen. Jack Welch has very clearly said, ultimately leaders is put in there to ensure that the thing happens the way it is expected to happen. So therefore, he must be capable to get things done. He must be able to get deliverables from the people, deliverables from the team. Know your objective and having a plan how to achieve them. How you can do this? You yourself must be very clear what is the overall objective, what are the SBU objectives, what are the team objectives, etc. And you must have your plan to achieve those objectives. You must have clear directives. You must have clear roadmap so that people know what they are expected to do. Build a team committed to achieving the objective. Having done that, determine whether you have a team in place. You know where you add value, where you want value addition to happen, etc. Evaluate whether team is right, the leader there is right, etc. Change, do changes required to ensure that you have a committed team to achieve. There is always a champion, there are always a catalyst, there are always proactive people. So take them on board to make your new initiative happen. Take them on board to ensure that overall corporate objectives, overall directions are followed, etc. Helping each team member to give their best efforts. While you do that, you must allow freedom of performing. The freedom of performance will allow each team member to bring their best. So how do you go about being a effective leader? So there are basically two rules: plan carefully and build your team. So we'll understand this, and what is the methodology that one leader can adopt to be a good leader. So it states that he needs to himself plan things carefully. He needs to know what needs to be achieved, refine new aims and priorities. So he has to convert what needs to be achieved in terms of aims or priorities or goals. How will you achieve it? He has to be very clear. He has to be having a roadmap where you are, where you have to go, how will you go. So that is what he should be having it himself very clear, for which he needs to plan, set clear deliverables and standards. So he has to know that how do you arrive. So for knowing that whether you have arrived or not, he should therefore set very clear deliverables and standards. So whether it is in the form of an SBU objectives or goals, etc., all these things should come out very clearly, ensure that people are aligned to that. Having done that, he has to get into the mode of inspiration and recognition. So he has to also plan for that. He has to plan for how can he inspire or recognize his people. In a service industry, there is so much of a demand. Day to day, every function is toiling hard to see that the delivery to customer goes without any hindrance or any problem, etc. Now in such a scenario, people are so entrenched in doing things, etc. Do you have a way by which you create a feeling in them that yes, you are observing it, you have a way to recognize them, and this you have a way to inspire them also? So have either a intra competition, have either an internal assessment, have a recognition methods, and those recognitions need not be very very complicated year end recognition, etc. There can be something which is as simple as a daily recognition. So have your ways, or plan your ways to inspire and recognize individuals. Plan what you can delegate and outsource. Be very clear about your areas of skill set, about areas that you yourself need to drive versus what you can delegate. Not only that, be very smart to decide what can be outsourced. Outsource, basically, it's a decision of make or, you know, buy or, you know, make kind of thing. So something which if you can buy, which is cheaper than what you could probably do it, if you make this, it is better to buy. So same is the case of outsource. Something which collectively, if your people do, might involve a higher cost if you can do this by outsourcing it. So allow people to outsource so that they are able to use their time for a productive outcome, productive issues, productive process driven, productive way of utilizing available time for innovation, productive ways of utilizing time for process modernizations, technology upgradations, etc. So plan what you can delegate versus plan also what you can outsource. So he should have a plan. Basically, that is the first thing. Plan has various subsets which we have discussed. After doing that, he needs to get into building his team. So to build a team, he has various aspects to handle. Ensure you look after people and that communications and relationships are good. First and foremost, while you build your team, you need to be very clear whom you are taking. And you have to, after you take him aboard, be very clear that you need to look after that person, communicate with him, build your relationships with that person when you are building a team. Select good people and help them develop. What is important is like select right people. As I said, right people to do right job. So therefore you select a good people. Having done that, and hold them. So you should not be a offensive or penultimate type of a leadership. It is like you, once you have empowered him, once you have hold him responsible for something, just be with him. Always support people while they strive to improve and take extra tasks. So support people. There are people who will be very active to take extra initiative. There are people who will be very active to do multitasking, etc. Always allow freedom of style to develop. At the same time, be with them so that you are able to mentor them, coach them. Follow the rules about delegations closely. As they say, you can delegate authority, you can't delegate responsibility. So you are responsible for what is delegated. Once you understand that, the other aspect was an empowerment in delegation that we have discussed. You have to be always have your eyes on result coming out of what you have delegated, because ultimately you will be responsible. So while you build your team, build a team where you have clear delegation being worked out, with the reporting relationships being very clear, ensure that your managers are applying the same principles. While you do all those drives and all those initiatives, ensure that your manager down the line at SBU and team level also apply same thing with their team members. Praise loudly, blame softly. As they say, praise in open, blame it in closed doors. So as they say, like, if somebody has done something good, be upfront to praise and praise loudly. If somebody is not doing things as expected, then you have to be diplomatic in terms of discussing it on a one-to-one level, or blame him softly rather than criticizing him in open or being vocal about non-performance, etc. So that is how the art of building a sound team that a leader should follow. Communication is critical. Listen, consult, involve, explain why as well as what needs to be done. Not only listen, your communication is very critical. That will come out of your ability to consult people, involve them, give them a freedom, ask them what can be done better by them. If they were in your place, how will they handle situation? All in such kind of interactions will help you to communicate what you want to communicate very clearly. For any leader to rapidly earn respect, he must win the trust. He must have first focus on winning the trust. And trust will require his integrity and, you know, character clarity. That only will give him the required trust from his team. Always give people the credit for your achievement and success. Yana. Whatever that you achieve, you are achieving because you have delegated, you have assigned this task to somebody. So many dealers, leaders at the final stage take the credit for them if the things are good. They blame the team if the things are not good. No, take the credit. Pass the credit to your team when it comes to that. If it is a matter of taking a responsibility for not achieving, then take the responsibility. Don't pass it on to the team. So these are some of the ways that you can really get your team built. Team will then want to work more with you. The leader must, however, take the blame and accept the responsibility for anything falling or mistakes that is on his part. So, as I said earlier, if there is a credit which is coming to you, credit belongs to team, share it with them. If there is a blame or responsibility, be entirely responsible for that. Never, never, never publicly blame another person for failing. Their failing is your responsibility. So, as they said, a leader is finally responsible for the result. So, your blaming somebody in open should never be done. They have failed. They have failed, and that's your responsibility. Because you, it reflects that you have also failed. So, instead of blaming person openly, etc., try and see that how this person can be motivated again. How you can provide a clarity of purpose. How you can provide direction again. So that at least in the available time, he can strive to perform better. So, that is what is your responsibility. And that's how, if you continue to do that, team will want to work with you. That will build your team, a strong team for you. Continue to understand our team building principles that a leader should have. The next is listen and understand subordinates and understand them. Encourage to give feedback. He should create a culture wherein he is more listening. He is allowing people to express fully. He should, to a point, he should listen where everybody thinks that they have dwelt upon everything that they think. They have given their feedback. They have given their complete heart out. They have given, and they have given a status of everything that is possible to be shared with him. That's the stage where he can start talking. He has to then analyze the situation. He has to then give a clarity to the people, how he looks at the overall scenario, and then what he thinks, and then he should guide people, etc. Accentuate the positive. Say what should be done and what not, what can't be done. As a leader, he should not get into the domain of what cannot be done and all those things. He has empowered people, that means he has allowed them, he has given them, delegated them with required responsibility and authority, etc. Thus, what he only can do is probably say what can be done, what can be done better, what can be considered doing it, what new things can happen. He can inspire to develop new ideas, etc. Rather than getting into what should not be done, what cannot be allowed, what need not be done, and those kind of things. He should give a perspective, give a direction, encourage people in terms of what can be done, what needs to be done, etc. And then leave them to charter their own speed and momentum to gain corporate goal achieved. Have faith in people's capability. You have selected the best person after whatever interaction, meeting him, experiencing him, etc. After that, as you allow him a new project, new responsibilities, you have entrusted him for the year's goal, etc., or whatever project responsibilities, etc., then have faith. Yeah, he or may be teetering, he or may be initially not able to find footholds, he or she may not be initially take a required speed, etc. But your faith should not be, you know, looking like dwindling. If that happens, like they themselves lose faith in their own capabilities, so that is a sure shot, this thing to failure. While if you at least have a faith, they have a momentum, and that momentum will eventually see them through. Take difficult decisions bravely and be truthful and sensitive when you implement them. As I told you, at certain point of time, it is you only on which the decision is left out. People will probably give you confusing scenarios, people will give you negative perspectives, or people will be feared to take certain calls, people will feel incapable to decide, etc. Now, in all such scenarios, to move forward at a particular point, it is you who have to take that final decision. You have to be very informed about it. You have to be very, at times, decisive about it. You have to be, at times, truthful to the required scenario for which you were taking certain stern decisions also. Many times, it is a very painful decisions also at that time. So, overall, the call in certain aspects, final decision is on you. Take that to the best in the interest of the overall organization's goal and philosophy, etc., and be truthful to yourself and sensitive when you implement them. So while you move into implementation, etc., you have to be sensitive that, you know, these decisions, what is the probability and propensity of it being absorbed by it, what are the hindrances, how you should go about, how should you create a confidence in people, how should you make team walk with you in this sensitive journey, etc. So difficult decisions being taken, you have to be then truthful to what decision that you have taken, which is supposedly an informed or at times a gut feel decision, and then sensitively orient your further steps so that you get the support from the team. Constantly seek to learn and embrace change and make it happen. Learning being a continuous process, even leaders are not an exception to that. Being a visionary, and that visionary, this thing will get evolved only if they have a learning capability still open for themselves. Yeah. They have to strive to learn new things. When they learn new things, they will realize what absorption that they have done, can anything be translated into a benefit for the organizations. Is he currently doing things in this particular manner, or he needs to adopt to a change? So, new learning, new exposures, he should allow himself to face. That will allow him to bring those learning inward. So, that inward movement of his learning will certainly help the organization. Embrace change and make it happen. Change being again only constant. Environments are changing, marketplaces are changing, competition is changing, people's life's challenges are changing, people themselves are changing, etc. So he also should be always be open to change. He should make people understand that change is always needed to continue to move forward. He should make them understand change doesn't mean dramatical changes. Change can be a continuous improvement, etc. At times there will be drastic changes that is happening. So you should be feasible enough, you should be proactive enough to face those change, etc. So change philosophy, he should be the change agent himself. He should demonstrate that change is a continuous process and he has embraced it. He must have others to embrace it. This can happen only through demonstration. This can only happen through your proactiveness. Leadership behavior and development of leadership styles and skills, etc. So this aspects deals with about two things, development of leadership style and skills. Leadership skills are based on leadership behavior. Skills alone do not make leader style and behavior do. So leadership skills are based on the behavior. Like skills is something that I have a extracurricular skills of say culinary art, or I have a good skill in terms of people management, etc. This needs to however translate into a behavior which is a leadership oriented behavior. So skill alone does not make leader style and behavior do. It is like it should be in you. That behavior should be part of you. It should be in your DNA, as they say. The growing awareness and demand for idealist principles in leadership are increasing the emphasis on business ethics, corporate responsibility, emotional maturity, personal integrity, that is triple bottom line, that is TBL or 3BL, representing profit, people and planet, as you represent whichever way. What is happening is, earlier people were not either getting the required momentum or required information or the way or corporate used to function or way government body used to function. Nowadays with transparency, the speed with which the news can transfer from one end to the other end, news awareness, the media awareness, etc., media's watch on various things happening around, they always try to find news in whatever that is happening, etc. So all this leads company to also get aligned to the social changes. There is a growing emphasis on organizations to be ethical, organizations to be green, socially driven. They should shoulder their corporate part of responsibility, and all this put together makes very critical for him to look at people, profit and planet overall. He should be always careful about representing himself as a support for these three particular areas. So that's what will develop his behavior, that's what will give him the required support. Adaptability and vision. Most modern technologies needs leader who can shape future vision and make organization adapt to needs of an hour change for better. Adaptability and vision means the most modern technologies. Bill Gates only had himself a vision that all the desks in the world should have a desktop, and everybody else considered him mad, type of thing. So, but it was his conviction, it was his vision that he developed for himself, and he was able to shape the future because he was able to convey this to few people who thought it is worth joining hands with him to create this revolution. So it's not only your capability to understand the changes happening around, from those changes can you create a vision, can you adopt yourself, can you make people adopt to your vision, etc. That will see a momentum in your capabilities and help you to lead the large organizations and the team capable to handle cultural diversity, especially in a global market. Today, leader is also supposed to have a global vision. Not only that, he is supposed to handle cultural diversity. Cultural diversity means even, it's not that even Indian leader earlier were not having it. Even in India itself, there is a cultural diversity in the way the people from the south, east, north, west work. You know, they have their own style, they have their own way of handling situations, they have their own way of facing challenges, etc. So given such scenario, now when your organizations are becoming globally aligned, the leader should be in a position to handle a lot of cultural diversity. He himself should orient himself to gain knowledge where he is going to be deployed. He should know what cultural aspects are there, what people value there, what people really deem in there, what are the challenges that the culture is facing. Barring all that, when he really gets that perspective, he must do things which will get him the support, because cultural empathy and cultural alignment of him will give him people support. Yani, if people find him disconnected from the culture, people will not be very easily willing to align unless compulsion and the professionalism forces them to get aligned. So critical for him to be diluting himself with the culture in the area where he is leading it, kind of a thing. So that is very critical. Leadership behavior and development of leadership style and skills that we are continuing to understand. People who strive for, so good, this thing that one should strive for is integrity. A leader must have a sound integrity, appreciation to strike a balance. He should always appreciate and put an effort to strike a balance between what it requires to do, what, you know, that needs to be done, etc. Being very grown up, yani, he should always be a matured thinker, matured decision maker. His behavioral traits should be matured enough. His own behavior should be matured enough to reflect his mental maturity, etc. He should lead by example. He should not only be directing people, he should not only be telling people what to do, etc. Where required, he should lead by example. He should himself be doing those things. He should, as they say, walk the talk kind of thing. Only when he is able to drive from the front, that's the time when people will want to come and be with him. Later, you can allow them to be in front and you take the back seat. But all critical juncture of the organization journey, people will look at him to take the proactive stand and guide them and lead them by the example and lead them from the front. Fairness, he should be always fair enough, which is all said and done a very loose term, but you know, he should strike a balance between fair and being unfair kind of thing. Appreciate those who really contribute. Don't demean those who really can't contribute, etc. You should have an empathetic view towards overall performance, contribution, and you know, people's capability to transform the organization, etc. Being decisive, at times he has to be very straightforward, he has to be very decisive. Certain decision needs to be taken.